The Wrangell Borough Assembly is moving forward with a local hotel's request to purchase Tidelands as part of a plan to expand its lodging space and provide retail space for artists. Bill and Cheryl Goodale own the Stikine Inn, and they want to fill the Tidelands in front of the hotel and add nearly 30,000 square feet to their property. The Wrangell Port Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission expressed support for the project, and the Borough Assembly voted to proceed with an appraisal. The Stikine Inn is on Wrangell's waterfront next to City Dock, and it's the first building visitors see when they get off the cruise ships. The inn has a restaurant, a coffee shop, a gift shop, and 34 rooms. Stikine Inn owner Bill Goodale told the Borough Assembly he plans to nearly double the hotel's capacity and add retail space for artists.
I didn't realize how much talent is in this town. There's a lot of talent in this town. So with this building here is our intent to, the first floor would be retail, and they would be small retail spaces so that the local artists could show their wares in the summertime.
That part of the building would replace a city-owned wooden canopy known as the Vendor Shelter. Local artists can pay a small fee to set up there and sell their work to cruise ship passengers. Tour operators also use the shelter to stage visitors before taking them on tours around the island. Margie Wood owns Tai'i Travel and is the executive director of the Stikine River Jet Boat Association. Wood told the Borough Assembly that without the vendor shelter, there won't be enough space to stage cruise ship passengers.
During a typical summer, collectively, we operators literally put thousands of people on local tours here in Wrangell. The concern that I have with this sale is that that area that we currently use for visitor staging is being sold to a private business owner.
Wood says she supports the Goodale plan as long as the borough creates an alternate staging area. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says the borough could fill a small area south of the dock and build a canopy there that can be used for staging visitors.
We are going to have some funds from remaining grant funds from the cruise ship project that has to be spent on that site for that industry. So we started looking at that roundabout area, thinking where could we add a little bit of material, make a flat spot without getting too far where it would involve a core permit.
Wood and other tour operators have said they support this solution, but the Goodales plan to fix up the existing vendor shelter and leave it in place for public use until they start construction. Wrangell Mayor David Jack urged the Assembly to move forward with the project.
This is taking property that's basically not being used and putting it on the tax rolls, and which is a benefit to the city.
Goodale says the expansion would also add 10 to 12 service industry jobs. Wrangell is in the process of creating a waterfront master plan to guide the area's long-term development. The Stikine Inn expansion plan would include an easement for a public waterfront walkway. Goodale says he wants the hotel's expansion to fit in with the waterfront plan and coincide with the growth of the visitor industry and the Marine Service Center.
Are we at a point where we need another hotel or a big expansion? No, we're not. We're not even close. But it's time to start thinking about it, especially since we're thinking about over here the waterfront development.
Goodale estimates it will take about 4 years to get a fill permit from the Army Corps of Engineers.
In 4 years, we think that the community will have grown enough and people will be coming here that makes this hotel expansion feasible. Right now, it is not, but we're trying to plan ahead.
The proposed Tidelands sale will go back to the Borough Assembly for approval after the appraisal is completed. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.